And welcome back in to the final Blitz at the Buzzer here on Full Court Blitz. KJ McCurley, Alex Bauman with you. Hey, Alex, there is something really special happening in college football. Should we tell everybody what it is if they haven't heard?
I think so. I think it's pretty important for football fans around there.
There is going to be a week zero game between two ranked teams in Iowa State and Kansas State, and it's going to be played in Dublin, Ireland. Alex, if I had the money and I had the time, I would fly both of us, my wife and dad, if he wanted to go, to Dublin, and we would watch the game at an Irish pub. If you have never been to an Irish pub, even if you don't drink, the people are so much fun. And I can only imagine how the atmosphere there is going to be with college football coming to town. I really love this. I love the international matchups for the sport. All sports more and more are starting to do it. I think this is huge for college football and two pretty good teams returning a bulk of their talent. You want to talk about the game? We'll dissect it very quickly. And how do you think the atmosphere is going to be over there for those Irish people at 11 a.m.?
The atmosphere is going to be great. They are going to be drunk at 11 a.m. our time. It'll be 5 p.m. their time. So they'll be drunk. It's 5 o'clock there. So they're drunk. It's Farmageddon. That's what they call the rivalry between Iowa State and Kansas State. So you'll probably have fans there drunk as well from Kansas State and Iowa State.
Yeah, and I just love it for the sport. We'll talk about the matchup itself. As we said, two teams that made the top 25 in rankings. We'll start with Iowa State. The junior quarterback, Avery Johnson, looks to build off a really good season. His team last year didn't wow you record-wise, Alex, but 217 completions at 57%. 2,712 yards and 25-10 touchdown to INT ratio. Not too shabby. Dylan Edwards joining him in the backfield. He is on the preseason watch list for three different awards, as well as Rocco Bett coming off of a 35-05 passing season. He'll take the field for Iowa State. Excuse me, Avery Johnson for Kansas State. I got my words mixed up there. I was doing a quarterback comparison. Both quarterbacks coming off really good seasons. 3,505 yards for Rocco last year. I think this is going to be a really good game, Alex, and it might just have shootout written all over it.
Both Kansas State, Avery Johnson, super talented quarterback. People expect him to be one of the top 10 quarterbacks at the end of the season. Issue last year was his offensive coordinator was absolutely abysmal. Connor Riley, they replaced him with Matt Wells. Matt Wells is going to throw the ball around the field. J.C. Brown is back at receiver to help out Avery Johnson. He had 20% target share overall last year for the Wildcats. Offensive line only returns two starters, add three guys out of the portal. That could be an issue for Avery Johnson, who is going to have to really run around the pocket, but he is adept at doing that, being a kind of scrambling type quarterback. Defense returns five starters, so you have some returning guys there on the defense that'll be able to kind of keep it going for the Kansas State Wildcats. Iowa State returns eight starters on offense. Rocco Beck's back, but you lose two receivers in Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel to the NFL, and I do not think that Iowa State did a good enough job in the portal to replace two of those uber-talented guys. They got Xavier Townsend from UCF, and then Chase Sewell from ECU. And Sewell, who, while he's 6'4", similar to Jaden Higgins, Sewell had a 23% drop rate at ECU last year.
Yeah, it's not going to get it done, especially when you're playing top 25 football. And you talk about defense for good reason. I said it might be a shootout if no weapons step up and emerge for Iowa State. That could change. But I think the defense that steps up and gets a turnover or two may just be the difference.
One thing for Iowa State is they ranked 127th in missed tackle rate last year. That is horrid.
That kind of reminds me of the 2013 Auburn Tigers defense. I mean, not very good at tackling. We did do better to end the season, but missed tackles, especially our corners. I would joke with my dad, they would just go up and flag at somebody, not even trying to wrap up, just wave at them as they come by.